You like Liver King when he admitted he's on juice.
Dude, what are you talking about?
Don't bring him up.
I'm mad.
Come over here. He's going to get you, dude.
Wi-Fi password.
He's the boogeyman.
Joe Rogan. Did you see him do that?
What did he say?
The Wi-Fi password is fuck Seth Rogan.
Oh, yeah. He calls him Seth.
He's fully lost his mind. That's probably...
He's coming for you. This has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
I don't want to...
don't want him on
I'm
your
not
ass.
Talking shit on the Liver King.
Me and Brian Johnson go way back.
Dude, I don't know what you're doing right now. He's gonna fucking get you.
Yeah, I'm not scared of that, dude.
What?
Liver King?
How are you not afraid of...
How are you you're naming people?
Cry.
What?
He's mentally unstable right now.
That's exactly who you don't want to bother. He's on...
I don't think he can travel across state lines currently.
He can, dude. Okay. I've been following his Instagram. He was just on vacation. He can travel.
Yeah, the king can move, dude. Look, yes. Sitting in front of the board.
The king can move. Yes, he's gonna get you. You pawn, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, don't mention never the king. For the Liver King.
I'm not afraid of BJ. That's all I'm saying.
How, bro? He's terrifying.
Pretty boy muscles.
Bro,
what are you thinking? He's fucking primal, dude.
Is it not?
Fucking primal. What are you talking
about? I'm primal. I'm not on steroids.
Dude.
I'm more primal than him.
Dude, if a caveman got steroids, it would take
him. Hold on. Genuinely, this is a mistake. Like an actual mistake,
I don't
dude.
Care. I want to
Liver King's going to get you.
You want to die by a Liver King?
Yeah, I want
getting killed by a Liver King would be sick.
Death by a Liver King.
So, what did they like? Pound it, lock it down. Fuck, fuck. I've been watching a lot of it. It's good stuff. You'd like the Liver King?
I don't. I mean,
you don't like him either. God damn, Gerben and Billy versus the Liver King.
Got to be good and true. I love the Liver King. I don't like 3.0. I like 1.0. And then once he started admitting that he's on steroids, fuck that. Just lie until you die.
Yeah,
true. That's what I was trying to tell you with the numbers for him.
Just lie by the numbers. Just,
as soon as someone goes, how much can you bench? You go 315.
I don't understand.
What are they going to prove it?
I don't understand that shit. It's like dudes act like they're not going to get in the Hall of Fame if they get someone catches them doing steroids. It's like, dude, you're just chilling. Like nothing. It doesn't matter.
Oh, everyone's on steroids now, pretty much.
Well, speak for yourself.
Not me. But I'm saying,
Matt, dude, you've been juiced.
I'm telling you, I'm on the juice.
Dude, would you be able to fight in the UFC currently?
100%.
No way. USADA would have you. You'd be pissing hot, dude.
You'd be burning cups, bro.
Not at all. For what? Maca?
Well, but yeah.
Maca's fine. It's an herbal supplement. You take maca.
BPC.
My T's not even high.
I know.
My T's literally not.
Your T's the highest, haven't
it? Rerun the clip of the fucking Liver King at the fucking Whataburger.
Liver King went to Whataburger with his friends and had crazy meals.
That was so
Billy McCosker hour.
That was so funny.
It's hard sitting next to breaking balls. A colossus in the game. It's like, I can't keep up.
Shut the fuck up, Billy. No, I think you're the funniest.
You're, like colossal.
You're the funniest dude. Shut the fuck up.
Phone you must be a motherfucker.
You're the funniest.
It was so funny, though.
I thought about it, then you know, sometimes you should.
I did, trust me. Look. Well, here's the
Why
thing,
don't
though.
I say yes?
What's nice is going to be on the best of 2026.
Liver King's story is already good. It's already good.
You got to watch
it.
Liver King went to Whataburger with his family and got a crazy meal.
Look it up. Look up Liver King and
Whataburger. Don't touch my fucking phone.
Look up Liver King and Whataburger. It's fucking amazing.
I will.
He teaches his kid how to go out and eat.
I'm excited to see it.
Oh.
You should go on Rogan, dude.
Yeah, I should fucking tell
him. Hit that right away. Dude, did you see Liver King went to Whataburger with his family and got a crazy fucking meal?
I was just trying to get things going. You're talking about
that smut was great.
The whole time. You're talking about smut the whole time.
That was the
invites me here.
The Gooners round table.
If the Liver King comes after you and I'm around.
Oh, yeah.
I'll beat the fuck out of him.
Where
dude,
I
beat the Liver King.
Why are you talking like this, dude? Liver
King's tighter than a crab's ass. You see him fucking running around. He's got no move.
Bro, he's...
Liver King's
so that's what I was saying. All fours behind him, and then you push, and then jump on top of him. Do you think?
You think you're going to sneak up on the king?
Dude, pull his beard.
You best not miss.
Yeah, that would be the problem. He's missing.
Kills.
You think you're going to yank on the...
Pull his beard.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't pull on Liver King's beard, dude. I can tell you that.
Yeah, that'd be easy as fuck.
You think you're going to fucking hit him with, like, Three Stooges
dogs?
He kicks his dog.
The fuck out of his dog, and everybody got pissed at him. But he went to Caravan to Austin. They got arrested. I'll call fucking cops on Liver King. That's how you deal with his ass.
Crawling in the hallways at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you open your door?
I was like, shit. Oh, man.
I want nothing but peace with the Liver King, for real.
Sure, we got to unite the king.
Just for the record, dude. He's war mode. War mode versus Liver King's nice. It's not, Spud's not going to agree with you.
What?
Spud's not going to be happy you signed him up for this. I mean, got a family, dude.
3.0, good and true. He's sitting there. He's still lying. His shit was
fucking sick. This is 100% going to get to him.
I don't fucking care, dude.
If I were you, I'd be so nervous.
I'm not nervous. I pray for him. Dude. I pray for him.
True.
He's going through it. He's going through a tough time.
True.
Scared? Go to church.
I'm genuinely scared. Yes.
I met a politician in Salt Lake City, a guy running for mayor. And it was like a farmer's market. And he was like, yeah, usually, you know, this is like this park. I was like, it's a beautiful park. And he was like, yeah, it's usually like there's a lot of homeless people here. And I'm like, oh, that's sick. You don't see any here right now. He's like, well, the police came and removed him. I was like, dude, fuck yeah. And he was like, no, it's actually a travesty. I'm running against that. It's very mean, the fact that they came. And I was like, oh, shit, my bad, brother.
I'm all for it every single time. Every single time they're like, we rounded him up and got him out. I'm like, good job. I don't know where you put him in fucking Utah. Well, where are you going to take him? Fucking the mountains?
Maybe.
Let them Donner party out up there. Fucking grub on each other for a month.
I was just coming from the point of like, yeah, this, if there were a bunch of homeless people milling around, this would be a, you know, less elevated experience, obviously.
Yeah.
Just kind of it's a fucking bummer.
Bro, we went from Boise, where the whites are definitely holding down the yard, mm-hmm. to then Portland, where the whites are still holding down the yard, but they're nasty, evil whites.
True.
They're rotten, crusty whites, dude. It was Portland fucking crazy. Portland's a good city. It is a great city. We had a different experience. We had a very nice experience. I tried to go back to that same bar and got fucking murdered. That bar was right next to the venue. It was nice. Yeah. There were no cool motorcycle guys riding in circles. No kids hitting cars with scooters. Yeah, they were having a good time last time we were there. But this time there was the bums. The bums have won, Lebowski. The bums won. There, I saw a colonoscopy bag on the ground filled with like shit. Right next to a giant dead rat, and then just
think the rat ate the shit and died.
Yeah. It was
that sucks.
Yeah, they gotta clean it up because it's such a beautiful city.
Yeah, Portland fucking rules. The thing, and again, it's like, what do you do with a guy who just lays on the ground? There's nothing you can do.
No,
except how do you get him pumped? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you put meth under like a box with a stick. All right, we got another one.
Doesn't even trap; it just falls on him. We got him. Yeah, I don't know, man. You could do a thing where it's like, you know, how they gave the Nazi soldiers meth, something like that, but then like, you know, better programming. Obviously,
you want to invade somewhere.
Kmart.
Blitzkrieg, fucking Blitzkrieg
with job with job applications.
Take Vancouver. True. Blitzkrieg.
We should that'd be a nice little undercover op. Just like meth them up and be like, yo, that's the Canadian border. I bet you can't get in there.
I was thinking about just shipping them to my enemies' houses.
Like
somebody I don't like.
Talking about like ordering one up and being
just
like,
going to downtown Austin. Get a mega bus.
Yeah.
That's cheap as fuck. You guys are headed to the town of one of my... I'm just going to lower the property value in whatever town my enemy lives in.
And this is kind of what politicians were doing.
They were really doing it, but I'm saying you can do that at a personal level.
Oh, you could for sure.
You can just get them on a bus. I'll give each of you $100.
Yeah. There was a guy... I saw a video of a guy claiming that he would go around, pay homeless people $25 for their Social Security birth date and all this stuff. Take out credit cards in their name.
Oh my God.
And cash advances. Oh my God. He would just get like tons of money from all these people. Oh. And then he would get a cell phone with that money and put it in that guy's name as well and hand that guy the cell phone. And then somehow he would set it up to where he would do like a purchase, but it went back to that cell phone and the police would track it and arrest the homeless person.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, it was kind of awesome.
Look, I know we're being rude to the homeless.
We are.
But they've been rude to me.
They can yell at me.
They scream at me.
They can be rude, but you know, again, they do yell, they scream, they taunt. but you know,
in Portland, I heard so many screams, like just down the street. You just hear basically the guy that scared the queen. I was the queen. I would hear someone scream, and I'd be rushed away. James McCain would grab me and rush me into a building.
That's the funniest video still to this day of a guy just screaming and ruining the whole thing.
I heard several of those. San Francisco had the bums.
Yeah.
They had the bums still. We had to run from a bum.
For what?
Chasing us.
The hell was he chasing you for?
We went to look at the sea lions at the like wharf, mm-hmm. and there was just a big fucking bum. He was a tall boy.
He was a land lion.
Yeah, he was. He was a tall boy, and his pants were both ripped straight down. So he was wearing like, I don't know, he looked like the Scream guy. His clothes were all like loose, but he was on. He was screaming at the top of his lungs. Dude, like, you motherfucker, fuck yeah. And he was just.
We gotta get those homeless boys some knee pads, bro. Some face slide. Paint. Sliders, dude. We gotta turn them to sliders.
Matt, now this is the type of forward thinking. We could have the fucking sickest country on earth if we had a billion sliders in every city.
I would pay them, bro.
They could make a good living if they just started sliding.
Someone's gotta hook them up with Venmo too, because like nobody has cash anymore.
I saw some bums with Venmos. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, you got to slide for me, Poppy. If I'm going to be giving, if I'm going to be doling out cash.
My words exactly. I said to him, I said, bro, you got a Venmo sign? You're going to need to slide for me, Poppy. Need to slide.
Or glove. I would take gloving too. If they were gloving, I'd be like, all right, that's fair.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it, but I think I might be more of a glover than a slider.
Fucking ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I know. Sliding's obviously way more mask and tough. But
sliding's so sick. You saw the pig guy slide.
Dude, I know. I've seen it. Sliding's fucking nasty as hell. I'm just saying, deep down inside, I might be a glover. Sliding's sick, but imagine if we pitched out this house, black light, or total, you know, no lights, and I was fucking...
Okay, I hear you. Think if somebody was sliding there. Sparks?
Oh, fuck.
Sparks at night?
True.
Come on.
All right, that's fair.
It depends, though. If I was on psychedelics, the glovers would fucking rock.
Dude, a slider could take you to a dark place. If you're on mushrooms and some dude with like ghoul paint.
But that's exactly both of our habits, you know.
True.
I like alcohol. If I was drunk watching sliders, I'd be like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. If I was drunk watching the glove guy, I'd be like, dude, get the fuck out of here, fucking bullshit. Get your fucking hands out of my face. But if you got, yeah, psychedelics and the sliders would really ruin it. This guy's a fucking idiot. This is crazy.
Just the face paint alone.
Like, this is somebody's son. He's doing sliding. He's sliding on the road in fucking Sacramento. He's a fucking idiot.
But yeah, we continue to search for, something for the homeless to do. And I think sliding's a
very good start.
It's definitely plan A.
I haven't heard any good options.
Dude, imagine you go to apply for like a warehouse, like right outside your interview, you fucking
slide into the interview.
Slide through. Or just do the sparks on your pants.
Or, again, they'll break out the gloves during the mid-interview. Do you have any special talents? You go, yeah.
Hold on. Turn out the... Like, you turn the lights off, please.
You're hired. You're the CEO now.
I'm also down with raw gloving.
What are we talking about? What about a sliding glover? What, slide into the meeting, hit the glove, slide out.
Yeah, what is the either or distinction all about? Why can't you be both for real?
True.
That'd be so fucking that'd be so nasty.
I swear to God, sliders are holding down the yard though. They're definitely beating the fuck out of the glover, guys. Sliders are nuts.
I mean, definitely.
How many undercover sliders do you think we're at Skankfest? How many undercover sliders? We're at Skankfest. There had to be 7 to 8 sliders there.
I mean, dude, this next one, Skankfest X,
right?
We
gotta hire slide. Dude, let's ruin Skankfest. Let's hire bums to go to Skankfest. Let's just hire wherever they fucking book it. Let's ship 1,000 bums and sliders.
With strict instructions to slide.
All they have to do is chase Luis J. Gomez. We'll give him a picture of Luis. Whenever you see this man, chase him.
We'd have to if they do it on like an island. I think X is going to be on an island. We might have to have like an amphibious operation to get. We'd have to get them over.
We can
there.
Get them out.
We need a duck boat.
We need We need the H boats from D Day. Just lower the doors and let them slide out. Yeah.
Damn, that'd be so fucking funny.
I mean, putting sliders in any situation is hilarious.
Dude, I'm surprised no one's slid at Skankfest yet. It's coming. People
There's
are
sliders. Just, we should just at least hire some sliders as a gift to Skankfest.
True. And just
You never saw Sliders?
He doesn't know what Sliders or Glovers are.
Hey, welcome to the revolution.
Bro, bro, you're going to sit around and say white people don't have culture? Sliders and Glovers? Holy shit.
Well, I'm back on the dating scene. We were talking about that. Any good dating advice?
You learning me?
Yeah.
Christ, I've been married for 46 years.
How'd you and Joe meet?
In grade school, sixth grade. She moved in from New Jersey. And I was, just started talking with her. We became good friends and actually dated her twin sister for a while.
No way.
Yeah.
How'd you make the switch?
Small town, it sounds man. Like an easy town. Switch.
Yeah, the old indie.
Just wanted to check things out a little bit. You have to have something to compare it to. You know? But that didn't happen until later, like eighth or ninth grade.
Did you ever see the Seinfeld episode about the switch?
No.
It's the roommate switch. So how you're dating one roommate, you want to get to the other one.
Oh.
And so there's a whole menage a trois thing. I mean, obviously, this wouldn't work in this
Jesus
scenario.
Jesus Christ.
Well, no,
man.
I'm just saying, you know.
Don't so, bring that up.
So you broke up with her and then later thing? Got with?
With Joan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Or I think she broke up with me. But anyhow.
What the hell?
Hey, their mom was a good cook. They had steak every, like, Sunday. So I'd get down there and eat and sort of became part of the family.
Just ride the Shetland. Ride the Shetland down the street.
But they had this dog, this little schnauzer, and I hated that dog. His name was Otto. And it whenever I walked in that room, it would just come up and start biting my feet. And they would put, like, me in, like, sort of a staging area, like a waiting area for them to come down the steps or whatever. And I would hear that dog's toenails running towards me. And then at the end, he became blind. So as he's getting real close, I would shut the pocket door and just hear his face hitting the door. And it was just, I would just sit in there and laugh. I thought it was great because that dog tormented me for years. Yeah. And finally, at the end, I got back to him.
Yeah. There you go. You got revenge on a schnauzer.
Yeah, it was good. Hell yeah. Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So you guys started dating in sixth grade?
No.
Oh,
that's when I met
okay.
your mother in sixth grade.
That's good
Were
stuff.
You in the friend zone for a while?
Oh, yeah.
How do you get out of the friend
you
zone?
You get married. That's how you get out of it.
Then you're done being friends. Yeah. Now you don't even play
it. Really? That's how you get out of it? No, I'm just kidding about that. To some degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Gerben, is that good advice?
No. Not applicable. I wouldn't say it's bad advice.
You don't want to hurt a blind dog? That's Phil's advice. You go, what are your advice for dating? Yeah, I used to fuck with this dog. All right.
Yeah. So.
No, but you're out there. You're on the apps.
I'm on an app.
Okay.
And yeah, it's.
It's going well for you.
It's going well insofar as I get dates now.
Yeah.
Which is the really sad and upsetting thing about this is, like, I was on the apps, I don't know, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And nothing.
Nothing was dry.
Absolutely nobody would go on me.
Well, now they know you're funny.
I guess.
That's the tough part about it. When you look like us and you get on a dating app.
Yeah. It's just immediate.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I tried a dating app for like 24 hours once. It was the most depressing.
Crushes your soul.
Because I downloaded it because I was going through a breakup and I was like, I'll show her. Zero for 24 hours. I'm like, fuck.
I don't think a lot of women understand that that's men's experience on dating sites, which is zero.
Yeah.
Like, I had a friend, she was like, all the guys on here are weird. I'm like, all? Try zero girls.
Yeah. That's way worse.
Yeah.
I'd rather get somebody DMing me like, I'll show you my dick, you bitch. Fuck you. Right. That's at least something. You get, so you feel something.
Getting a reaction.
Yeah. Yes. This, you get on there, you look like us, you get on a dating app, it's nothing.
No. So.
and then you get picky, which is very funny. You're getting zero and you're sitting there going, yeah, right. And you go, oh, a 10. She's going to like me.
Right.
Yeah.
She's not.
So now at least I'm getting dates. So I'm out there and, you know, getting to take people out. And
you're getting into line dancing.
Yeah. I'm getting into line dancing. I'm really into that. There's a place by us. Should I name? No, I shouldn't.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What is that?
Go ahead.
I'm not going to do it.
They're going to be there now.
Who?
The weird guys.
I think they're there anyway.
The weird guys are going to be there waiting for you to line dance.
They're already there. They've always been there.
All right.
That's on you.
Well, then we'll keep the name out of it, even though.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to find. It's going to be real hard to find line
dancers. This is a great place. Everybody there is so nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The bartenders are great. The bouncers. And you know, they're big fans of tires, so. They're all coming, like, showing me how to do moves.
Yeah. Which also, for the record, I have nothing but support for the weird guys.
Of course.
I don't want you to,
No, of course.
Nothing but support for the weird guys.
But
we're weird.
Yeah, so I got cowboy boots. I just went all in.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I just want you to know how much this sucks.
I know you hate it.
I actually don't hate it as much as you'd think.
Well.
I don't like that you're practicing line dancing in the office at Tires.
So that did happen. I was telling Joan that because I'm typically cold.
Of course, my mom loves it.
Yeah, because she's
like, oh, that's so nice.
She's a good soul. And, like, you know, so typically I run really cold. And the other day we were getting lunch and Chris is all bundled up and I was in a t-shirt. I was like, why are you bundled up? And then I was like, oh. You, of course, caught that.
The door was closed.
What were you doing? Why is your blood flowing? What were you doing?
Working on this move in the boot scoot boogie where, like, you can kind of, when you make a turn, you hop up and click your heels.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Which is what I really like about line dancing, which is the improvisational aspect of it. Once you get down.
You can be creative.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
You like the boot scoot and boogie.
I love that one.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. Cotton Eye Joe.
That's a good one. That's a fucking great song.
But it's frowned upon by the line dancing community, Cotton Eye Joe.
Because it's so simple.
Or, yeah, I think it's probably just, it's like hack, right?
I would imagine it's hack.
Yeah.
Well.
They probably have deep cuts in there. They're like, oh, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I suppose. But
you got to come to Austin, dude.
You got to start with Cotton Eye Joe.
That's all they're doing down there.
I've heard. And
you can get down there and cut a rug. Find a nice Southern Belle.
Yeah, I would love a Southern
Texas girl. Babe.
Yeah.
She'll kiss you.
Okay.
Phil, you don't know anything about this guy. He's a sexual.
No, of course I'm a sexual pervert. But that's a thing that I also had to get over. It's like, you really are. You're meant to kiss on the first date.
What do you mean?
That's like a thing that you're sort of supposed to do.
On a first date. You kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're the guy, you don't go for that, it's kind of seen as, like, lack of interest and lack of confidence. So that was something I had to get over.
So even if you had one you really didn't want to kiss, you'd still go through with it?
No, I probably wouldn't.
Oh.
But, you know, I go on these FaceTime dates beforehand.
This is the thing that bothers me.
I don't know why it bothers you.
I don't mean to yell at you that much right now. No, it's totally fine. I get real sad about how the informality or the formality of online dating.
Yeah.
It makes me sad that there's no, like,
kismet.
It's just like, okay, and then we FaceTime and we talk to each other and then we say, hey, I'd like to meet at this time and we'll see if we like each other. I don't know.
You got to do the FaceTime thing, though, because otherwise you're going out, you're shelling out date money all over the place.
You need to call time with people.
Boy's rich as hell.
Dude.
Boots and boogies, big shot.
But
he's got a big belt buckle with diamonds on it.
I don't have a big belt buckle.
Do they have a private parking space for you or anything?
They do not have a private parking space. Why would you even say that around me? The FaceTime date works because then you very quickly can determine, is this person lying via their pictures? And then also, are they weird? And you just, so it just saves a whole bunch of, like, I would hate to have to be on a date and instantly know you don't want to be there and then have to, like, have the full drink and be like, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds kind of fun, though.
Yeah, I'd love to be on just a horrendous date that I knew.
And then you exit.
I'd fucking, you know, man.
Stick around.
I know, we're going to be here till 3. I know the bartenders, they're going to stay open. We're going to be here till 4. And you try to get an Uber out of fucking the Harrisburg Comedy Zone. Fuck, 45 minutes. We got to stay. Yeah, that's, I don't envy the online dating.
It's not great. I do hope to, I mean, I shouldn't say it's not great. Like, I've already met.
Sure.
But I would like to meet in person, and I need to get a little more comfortable.
Where do you even do that?
That's line dancing.
Line dancing, maybe?
Right?
Yeah.
Your country club?
Yep. Well, it's just all guys.
It's just all Jewish men.
Is it all Jewish men?
It's not Jewish. It was originally Jewish.
Mother-daughter interactions or anything like that?
I've had none of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's just...
Keep your eyes open. They're out there.
It's just Jewish men.
Yeah, anyway. Well, it's fun. Yeah. It's a fun time.
It was probably my favorite one of those.
Yeah,
in a long time. That was a really good one.
I was curious how they're going to work it in New Orleans. And, man, they truly did find the perfect place.
Yeah.
So that place right on the waterfront, it was cool.
Yeah,
it was
a bridge in the background.
Debauchery at that fucking thing, though.
Yeah.
You hear a story. Everybody comes in and goes, yeah, fucking, I just got jacked off on a Ferris wheel. You're like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's
kind of nice.
It's crazy what's going on.
Oh, yeah, it is fully debaucherous.
Yeah.
It's a bucket all.
I got eyes on the ass slapping contest. You know, I had to get there, but not just. I was there early the first night, Friday. Well, you know, we were out till like. How long were we at the casino?
What guys were competing in the ass slapping contest?
Why are you attacking me? Like
who were the fellas slapping each
other? It was guys.
No, just being mean.
Skankfest usually tosses. Some guy did something crazy while I was on stage at the live Legion of Skanks show.
What happened?
What'd he do?
I don't know. I didn't look, but I heard about it.
He kissed a dick. There was two guys that kissed a dick, and it didn't even take much convincing. Like,
no, they brought it up. Yeah. They're like, yeah, we'll fight tomorrow. The loser has to suck a dick. I'll do it. it was like, no one's making you do that. They're like, we'll do it right now. The entire crowd's like, you do it. Just sitting there with Dave Attell like, Jesus Christ.
It was just a dick? Whose dick was it?
A guy who just
proposed.
Oh, what?
Yeah, Sim.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know a guy who just proposed in the room, right?
And also got his dick kissed in New Orleans by a fella.
At the
guy's butt slapping contest.
I'm sorry, Nate.
And then he shit lime green.
It is funny to be on the phone with your babe and be like, what are you doing down there? I'm like, oh, I was at the guy's butt slapping contest. And then, I got double dog dare to kiss a man's penis, and it's going pretty good otherwise.
Yeah, she was in the crowd. The girl he proposed to. They did it live, and then he kissed it. He got his penis kissed.
His kissed.
Yeah.
That's kind of powerful, dude. If you just proposed, then you're...
It's also off to a terrible start. She cheated on her. Within 3 minutes, he got his dick touched by a guy immediately.
And it was just like a peck on the helmet?
Allegedly. I didn't see it. Two pecks? You
two
watched.
Pecks.
Oh, you were up close.
Wait, who went for...
You were up close and personal.
Yeah, you had eyes on it.
No, I was in the balcony. I couldn't believe it was happening.
You were in the balcony with binoculars on.
You were clutching a bunch of beads. Yeah, that is a funny, like, that's a big thing. Like, oh, tell me the proposal story. It's like, well, and then someone actually kissed his penis. And then Lemaire goes, not once, but twice.
Twice.
Two pecks.
Very European.
It's two different guys.
He went...
It's very respectful.
Yeah.
It was two different guys because one guy was like, Lewis, you said for me to fight, I have to suck a trans dick, and I'm looking forward to that. And Lewis was like, we're going to let that go.
And then it's like, you don't have to actually do that. And he was like, nah, man, fuck that.
Like, and then the other guy was like, that's gay. All you told me I had to do was kiss a dick.
And he was like, also, I'll do that right now to prove it.
This is an audience member?
Yeah, and everyone was kind of like, you don't really have to do that. Please don't.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah.
That is nice, though. That's a good it's a good move. Like, yeah, I was at Skank.
Who won that fight?
Made me do it.
Those two fought. Skynyrd versus the ukulele Hawaiian.
Interesting. I missed all that. I got there. It was just like everyone was just dragging.
I mean, yeah, they were tired from that.
Sure.
Friday and Saturday. Yeah, Saturday was
wrestling. If I was wrestling and kissing penises all day, I'd be tuckered out.
I would.
It's a full day. It's a busy day.
They got to top it next year. The cruise is going to be just like
the cruise.
Human centipede.
It would cost more than the Riyadh Comedy Festival to get me on the Skankfest cruise. Oh my god.
Yeah, true. Like, you guys don't think I'll jerk off and shit in this pool right now?
Yeah, it'll be the poop cruise just without
a perfectly working boat.
Yeah, the boat will be fine. There's gonna be shit and homeless shelters on deck.
Oh my god. Fucking,
they should do a cruise and just never set sail, just be on a docked boat the whole time.
People are gonna be jumping off.
Yeah, but that's the only way you don't lose a person is if you stay docked. If they take off, they will lose someone.